USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warned his Chinese counterpart face-to-face that consequences are possible if Beijing decides to assist the Kremlin. Russia has reportedly asked China for help in its invasion of Ukraine. The meeting had already been scheduled between the two officials weeks ago. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will deliver a virtual address to Congress on Wednesday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hoping a vote on a COVID-19 funding bill will happen this week.
More than $15 billion in additional COVID relief was stripped from a larger spending bill last week after bipartisan objections. Pelosi called herself very disappointed during an event in New York City. The White House saying new COVID funds are urgently needed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Monday on Wall Street, the Dow was flat. The Nasdaq and S&P ended in the red. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Investigators in the Big Apple and the nation's capital are trying to catch a murderer. They say a man has been targeting homeless men as they sleep on the streets. New York Mayor Eric Adams called the violence a cold-blooded attack.
When you look at the premeditative action of this shooter, it sends a clear and loud message that we need the help from the public.
Several surveillance photos have been released, including a close-up of the man's face. At least two people have been killed and three others have been wounded in less than 2 weeks. About 2,600 incoming freshmen to the University of California, Berkeley will not be turned away. The California legislature unanimously approved overturning a recent court ruling that would have turned away the students. The state Supreme Court forced the school to cut its enrollment because it says the college failed to comply with a state law requiring it to consider how adding more students would affect the environment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
One of the greatest football quarterbacks is returning next year after all.
40 days were enough of the rocking chair for Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady. One of the best to play the game and future Hall of Fame quarterback announced on Twitter that he'll return to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his 23rd season. In his tweet, Brady said his place is still on the field and not in the stands. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Hollywood is remembering an Oscar-winning actor.
William Hurt, the Oscar-winning actor, best known for his performances in Body Heat, Kiss of the Spider-Woman, Children of a Lesser God, Broadcast News, and The Big Chill, has passed away. He was a few days shy of his 72nd birthday. Hurt's son, Alexander, said in a statement that his father died peacefully at home in Portland, Oregon, from complications from prostate cancer. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson is going to space. He'll be among six passengers when Blue Origin takes off next Wednesday. Blue Origin is the space travel venture owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Davidson will be the third celebrity on a flight. Actor William Shatner was the first celeb to fly in the vessel. Former NFL star and current Good Morning America host Michael Strahan was the second. Blue Origin's first flight took off in July. The Dow was essentially flat. The Nasdaq fell 263 points. The S&P 500 was off 31. Listen to us anytime at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.